Hip-hop takes serious work. That was the refrain of a week of workshops for young women in Dakar, organized by the local non-governmental organization Afrique Urbaine. There was a graffiti art show and slam poetry, as well as music and dance instruction. Dance instructor Huja Touré from the Sunu Street studio worked with a group of teenage girls on a series of geometric arm movements. Right angles, like the window panes, she said. Two, three, four, five, she says, demonstrating. We practice, we practice, we practice, she says, until it's perfect. For the aspiring female rappers upstairs, it was an intense week of writing, rewriting, and laying down tracks in the studio. The women collaborated on two songs that they performed at the week's final event. One of them, a Take Me As I Am anthem. The other on the theme, Free Voice. The crowd cheered in appreciation at the rhythmic flow of 18-year-old Nikita's verse. What I'm saying in my verse, she says, is it's time to give women a chance to say what they want to say in hip-hop. The same chance, she says, that men get to express themselves. But 25-year-old rapper Sister LB says they can't keep waiting on the men to invite them in. I know sooner or later I'm going to be somebody, she says. That's what matters. I believe in myself. She says it's not you who's going to help me make it. I have to help myself, so you can help me. Industry insiders here say female artists need polished skills and resources to go pro. Prominent Senegalese rapper Katie coached the women on their writing during the week. Up to now, he said, during the open debate before their performance, it's been the two extremes, the women acting like tomboys or trying to be Rihanna. He says, can we get to a point where female Senegalese rappers just get up on stage and be who they really are without feeling like they have to play a part? But female rapper and the event's MC, Muna, said that is easier said than done in the mainstream. Let's be honest, she says, people love us when we wear miniskirts and heels. But when you come as an intellectual, she says, with something clear and smart to say, there's a problem. People get annoyed, she says. You are no longer a doll. That isn't stopping this new generation of female rappers from taking on big issues in their verse. Motherhood, love, poverty, education. When they take that mic, they say their voices must speak for thousands. Anne Luck, VOA News, Dakar.